Good afternoon, church. How are you doing? Why so quiet today? What happened? Are you still over from Christmas and ready for New Year or something? Some of you can be a long night tonight. Is that right? Well, for me in my house, you can go to sleep early. I guess not for me anymore. Anyway, this is the last Sabbath of the year, and this last day of 2011. Let me ask you, are you finished strong? Are you finished? Are you finished strong? No one answer. Finish what, huh? You know what? In life, we try to set goal and pace ourselves. Sometime the end of the journey, end of the year, sometime we couldn't finish. And sometime we finish. And we have to pick and choose what is most important in our life to finish the task. Am I finished strong? If I run the race, am I finished strong? Did I finish the race with my whole heart, all my energy, all my might to have a goal in our life? Well, I remember when I was young, when I was in, I would say, the eighth grade, I was on the cross-country team. I love to run them. That's probably the cheapest sport, matter of fact, in the sport right there. And so we run. I keep practice running, and I say, well, the whole school can have a race. And I say, well, okay. And they're going to have a 5K. I say, well, that's easy. 5K, which is, what is it, 3.1 mile? And so we run the race, and so I give all I have. I run the race. The road is very tough. It's up and down the hill in the desert. You know, back then, you know, 25 years ago, it's a lot of desert. Then you just run. And I run the race, and I finally finish the finish line, and I get in the second place. Oh, I'm so happy. But I'm even more happy when I find out I finish with 17 minutes and 25 seconds. Wow, I say, that's good. And so as years go by, I'm involved in training for a 10K and a half marathon and a marathon, all that. But I never get a chance to run a marathon, by the way. So the farthest I ran is probably 18 miles. And so I run so much. I just enjoy the running. And I get older, I have family, and now my children involved in cross country. And I say, you know, son, let's go out running. I say, I probably have to slow down for them to catch me up. But matter of fact, they have to slow down for me. After I run now 1 or 2 miles, I couldn't even run any longer. And so running is really good for your health. But I'm asking you here, are we finished strong? Are we just finished okay? How can we finish strong in this year? Matter of fact, we should start early already, not until waiting to the end of the year. Is our family finished strong? Is our church finished strong? What does Paul counsel for Timothy to finish strong? The very well known text, that turned to the Bible with me, in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 4. 2 Timothy, chapter 4. Now, Paul, right now, he's going through so many trouble in prison, and he probably about to execute it. He know his life is near to an end. It's not because he's old. It's not because he have cancer. It's because he have something. He have a goal. He have his faith. And here it is. He counseled Timothy. Maybe probably the last time. This is a letter to Timothy. It's a last letter. A last saying to Timothy that he is young into the faith. And he's going to start the race. And this is what Paul counseled to Timothy. And he also counseled to us here today. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6. For I am already been poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. He's about to leave. His life about to end. Verse 7. I have fought a good fight. Now he tells the reason. He have fought a good fight. I have finished the race. Now, he had talked about Timothy. He hadn't finished, started the race. He said, I have finished. I have kept the faith. Those three things that help Paul to be successful in life. Verse 8, finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Shall we pray? Dear Lord, our God, probably the last message that Paul gives to Timothy, that Paul probably will not go knowing what happened. He probably executed not too long afterward. But the last message is so important to Timothy, and it's also important for our church today. Help us understand what counsel that Paul has for us, that we can keep on going to be finished strong. We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We see right here, Paul is not afraid of death. Paul have not anything in his lip to say, be fearful, Timothy, it's a long, hard road. Because he's going through a lot. Now, you think Paul going through a lot? Let's turn to 2 Corinthians and try to understand what's Paul going through. When Paul was converted to Christian, he had to go through so many trials. He lose so many friends. He lose so many power. But he willing to take the risk to follow Jesus. Did you think follow Jesus have to take risk? Yes. You have to give up a lot of things in this life. The world might be thinking you crazy. But there's something that Paul aimed and you guy and I aim something better than this life. That's what Paul say to this. This is what Paul say he going through life here. 2 Timothy chapter 6 verse 4. But in all things we commend ourselves to a ministers of God. He's saying that, but all things, everything, Paul and his colleagues put their feet down to go with Christ. Wherever Christ go, they go. Okay? That's what happened. And in much patience, in tribulation. Well, he's saying that clearly. There's tribulation. In need, in distress, in stripes, imprisonment, in turmoil, in labor, in sleeplessness, in fasting. Paul have gone through so rigid life in order to find Christ, to follow Christ. My friend, I'm sharing with you that follow Christ is not easy road, but it's a blessing. It's a blessing. You find something. You know, when I'm start practicing for a race, I know my coach, and he trained me for a race, and he run with me, he pushed me. There's time you say, you got to run, you got to sprint, and there's time you got to slow down, you keep running, you cannot stop, you keep doing it. And he kept pushing me so much that sometimes I just want to drop down. But it takes a lot of work. Why would I pay some company for $100 to have a T-shirt and a name tag and run and get nothing? But there's something that's important in my life. I want to see something important. My friend, God says you run in the race, you get something. You might not understand, you might not have received it yet, but it will be a blessing, a best reward ever that you can have. Paul have gone through so much. And now he tried to counsel Timothy. At the end of his life, in his life. What counsel do you have for Timothy and for us today? He said he poured out his drink offering. He gave everything to God. God, use me. That's what he said. Drink offering, use me. I'm offering myself to you, God. Use me. Do whatever you need to. If God allow Paul to die on that day, he accepted. If God allow distress, and a headache and need distress for anything happening in Paul's life, Paul said, Lord, if you want me to go through, I'm willing to. My friend, that's what is required. God wants us to sacrifice for him. He wants all of our life, not just 1% of our life, not 10% of our life, all of our life, every day. Paul, God, this is what the Bible says. If you cannot give all to God, God don't want it. You know, sometimes we want to keep a portion to run our own life. We cannot do that. It's hard. It's tough to have one feet in the world and one feet in God. You cannot do that. If 50% of your time with God, then you displease God. But 50% of you with your friend, you displease to your friend. My friend, I try that. I try to dress up for church, and God, well, I'm dressed and tired to go to church. But the other day, Lord, I want to go party with my friend because I don't want to lose my friend. God don't want that. God say, if I don't have all of you, that is not worth to have. And so Paul said, he gave up the drink offering, and the time in my departure is at hand. Paul said, about time I have to leave. It's not to leave here, it's only about the time I have to die. It's end of my rope. The finish line is here. That's it. There will be an end to your race, my friend. That's the end to your life. How are you going to finish? It's not matter how you start, but how you finish. Some people start with a life that is miserable. They waste all the money, go drinking and party, but how they end their life is most important. I'd rather have messed up the beginning of my race and end finish strong than start strong and I mess up my life at the end of the race. Which one would you have? My friend, I started the race and I left God for many years of my life. And God called me back. God called me back to focus on the race. There will be a time in your life that you run the race so long. You know, when I run for 18 miles, that's 2 or 3 hours. It's so long. Sometimes I just wondering. I look everywhere. You know what? What am I doing? I'm running and running. I want to stop by a Starbucks or something, get a coffee or something. Say, no, you got to focus on your race. There's a lot of time and temptation in your life. You want to change your major. Change your degree. Hang around with different people. You think that you still have time. My friend, Paul said, we don't have time. There's so many signs of the end time. We don't have time. Get back on the race. Amen. My friend, a lot of time, young people, including myself, sometimes we're wandering away from the race. We think we still have time. But the world and Satan suck you out of the race. You lost your hope. Don't play game with the devil. And I thought I played game with the devil. You know, I just feel drink or feel bars, that's be fine, no. Satan pulled me out for 15 years of my life. I lost 15 years of my life. And so stay in the race. And here are three counsels that Paul tried to teach Timothy and us today that you can be successful. Verse 7, I have fought a good fight. What Paul trying to say is you need to have a disciplined life. It's tough. 5 o'clock in the morning, you have to wake up and pray and read the Bible. It's tough that you have to spend the whole day Sabbath to focus on God's word and help the church to grow. It's tough to take 10% of your money to give to the church. Sometimes people say it's tough. But it's require a disciplined life. In my race, in my running race, my friend, it takes a lot of discipline. I remember I said, Coach, you know, I'm tired today. You know, yesterday I ran 18 miles. I just don't want to run today. He just took off the running shoe and he threw at me. If you don't want to run it, forget it. I'm not going to coach you anymore. I lost my opportunity to run a marathon. My coach left me because I said, I cannot run one more day. You know, take a discipline. Discipline to wake up early. Discipline to stay up late to study. And I know every one of us is very busy in our work and our study. But take a discipline to read the Bible every day. To study every day. To pray every day. But I'm telling you, that discipline is worth it. If I wouldn't have some of the discipline, I wouldn't finish some of the task. Sometimes they late hour and to do the work where all the people is hanging out. But I say, you know what? They can hang out as long as they want to, but I will finish my work. I plan to finish. Some of you and I, we go to college. Some of my friends, especially, go to USC right here. Some of you know where USC, right? I go there for a year. And the company sponsored me, AT&T Bell Laboratory, sponsored me for go 1 year. I said, how can I finish 1 year? And a lot of my friends go in there, and a downtown of USC is a downtown LA. Everything is going on there. You ask for it, everything is there. They party, they do everything. I almost lost my focus because I hang out. But it takes a lot of discipline where my friend, when it's time late, they have to, after the party, they go to sleep. I have to stay up to finish my work. There's some time we have to have a disciplined life in order to finish a task. Some of you have a very well-disciplined life. I'm commend for that. But there's more than just a disciplinary life. Point number two, he have a fought a good fight. He ready for that, but I have finished the race. What does it mean by finish a race? He have a directional life. He have his goal, his aim. He focus on it. A successful people today have focus. They don't care about the focus on their ranking or people applause them or not. They focus on their aim. They focus on one thing. Where people don't think it's important, they see it's important in their life, and they finish it. And they be successful. Do you have direction in life? Do you finish the course? Do you focus? Are we in focus? Everything we try to be here, be ready for the fight, focus, finish the race. The third point I want to spend some time with you here is to keep the faith. To keep the faith. Paul tried to teach Timothy here to keep the faith. Because the few verses before that, they say so many wind of doctrine coming in and out have lured so many people who already believe in Christ have come out, have lost the faith. Paul said you have to keep your faith. To keep your faith. Now, I have seen some people, wonderful role model in the church, but when they end their life, they left the church. They left Christ. They found something else. From other worldly religion, from prestige, they forgot the focus. They might have many beautiful home and car and have many wives out there. But as you and I, we have to keep the faith. We have to keep the faith. When King Saul was the first king of Israel, he had the faith until he mingled with spiritualism. And the Holy Spirit just come out of him. He knew it. He knew that Jesus, the Holy Spirit, is not with him anymore. And he know that God have choose another person. I can imagine he break down and cried, Lord, why you leave me? When the Holy Spirit leave you completely, there's nothing else left in your life. No. Look at Judas Iscariot. When he left Jesus in the upper room, what the Bible say? The whole world darkness fall upon him. The next thing he could do is kill himself. My friend, this is what I most fear of. This very text. Have we kept the faith? We're almost finished. Are you willing to keep the faith until you cross the finish line? Are you willing to do that? Are you let the world to pull you out? There's wonderful things in the world. The prestige of the world won't last long, my friend. I read some article about the people who win so many gold medals. After 4 or 5 years interview with them, he says, not worth it anymore. Yes, but it's gone. Back then, 4 or 5 years ago, people come to him, sign with a contract, let him do a commercial or that. After that, 4 or 5 years, no one will come to see him anymore. The word treasure is not worth anything, my friend. That's why Jesus said, keep the faith. Continue on the race. You can keep the faith. I have seen people find Jesus, their first love, and they continue on the faith. To keep on the race and keep the faith, but some people fall off. It's hurt. If I can witness to many young people, I would do it. Keep on the faith. Do not lose hope. Do not lose hope. Jesus Christ, our focal point. Doesn't matter if anything happened to you. The world can take your life, but not your soul. Focus. Focus. With young people, it doesn't matter you go to prestige school. It doesn't matter you graduate from Yale or Harvard and Princeton. After that degree, a few years later, is worth nothing. Now, I'm serious. Some of you have not come to that level. I'm telling you. Maybe you get a PhD in engineering. Today, they don't need engineering. What do you do with that degree? When the world set up the standard, you follow the world, and the world will let you down. But if you focus on Jesus, Jesus will never let you down. Focus on Jesus. The Bible says, Matthew chapter 6, if you seek after his righteousness, you will have everything. It's better in the world to come than the world is now. Verse 8, finally there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. That's a crown where the Lord will give to me on that day. On that day, Paul knows he finished the race. His last breath is coming up. But he knows the crown will lay up to him on that day, in the future when Jesus Christ returns. Somehow Paul focused on something. If you and I can able to see Paul 2,000 years ago, you probably see him wearing a rag, have nothing in his account, have no stock, have nothing. But he says something. He have a crown lay up in heaven for him. That's what is tech focus on. The crown that we have is not in this world. Those who join the beauty pageant, the crown you have, next year we'll take it away from you. Won't have some life. But the crown that Jesus will give you is forever. It's eternal. And he said, not only for me, but for all of you who love his appearing. That means all of you who are waiting for his second coming. My friend, if you're not waiting for his second coming, the crown is not there for you. You have to love Jesus so much that you want to wait for his second coming. Today, the world, the church today, do not waiting for second coming. They love the world so much that I want Jesus Christ to come. Until the last day of their life, they break down with sickness. And they wished they would have kept the faith. My friend, Paul counseled us every day, live as you were waiting for Jesus coming on that day. Every day. If every day you say, Jesus will come today, I'll be ready. That means you will keep your faith. Not wander around in the world. Paul had finished strong. The question to you and to me today, are we or will we finish strong? Will we finish strong? There's not much time left. You have to make a decision. Will we finish strong? The year 2011, in 11 more hours, be over. Are you finished strong? But if you're not, you know what? God give you a second chance. The year 2012 coming up, the new chapter of your life, you're beginning with prayer and fasting. And as God comes to your life, in your family, in your church, God wants every one of us to finish strong, to fight a good fight, to finish the race, and to keep the faith. Because He's waiting for you. He's waiting at the finish line to open His hand out, say, come on, son and daughter, come. It's just a little longer. Push a little harder. Strive a little faster. You will get there. You will get there. My friend, if we focus on Jesus, the finish line, you will get there. Don't take your eyes off Jesus. Don't take ever your eyes off Jesus. He's the finisher of our faith race. Shall we pray? Dear Lord, thank you that you call each one of us to be your son and daughters. Help us to finish this race, to keep our faith. Let no one that on the race of our spiritual life here, no one in this room will lost the race. No one in this room will wandering off the racetrack. But everyone will finish strong. We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ.